Bama Covered is a student-run organization. The group's goal is to get as many uninsured people informed about their health options as possible. And that meant burning a lot of shoe leather leading up to the March 31st deadline. While they say they don't target young people specifically, they do use an army of them to spread their message. Josh Carpenter is one of Bama Covered's founders.
No matter what you say about Alabama, the traditional parts of the culture, the strong communities, the respect for institutions, those sorts of things are what we've drawn upon to build our movement. And students and the sense of service that they have and the desire to give back, to channel their learning into actual meaningful productivity for the folks in their community.
Marlon Golden is a University of Alabama student who helps lead outreach efforts for the group in West Alabama. He has devoted his last semester of college to talking to people about their healthcare options.
This is the system that we have. This is the system that we're living with, and people should know what that means to them. Everyone loves to talk about it, and everyone has an opinion on it. And what none of them are talking about is what that means for you.
Getting younger Americans to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act all comes down to dollars and cents.
Of course, as you would imagine, older people who typically have greater health care costs are going to cost more to insure than younger people.
That's Lee Colquitt. He's the director of the finance department at Auburn University and is an expert on insurance. The Affordable Care Act requires insurance companies to offer older Americans lower premiums, even though they carry a higher risk of getting sick.
What Obamacare is doing is wanting the younger people to come into the plan and in a way subsidizing the elderly population. And so the elderly population is likely to sign up with a greater frequency. And so when the younger population does not sign up, that creates a problem for the plans that are in Obamacare.
Before the Affordable Care Act was passed, private insurers could make anyone with health problems pay up to 5 times more than the same policy for a healthy young person. Under Obamacare, though, insurers aren't supposed to do that, assuming that young people sign up. Otherwise, the main concern is that premiums could rise.
They're really trying to put a real big push on the younger generation, the younger population of people, to get them signed up because the premium that they're pumping into the system will help to offset the losses that they expect in the elderly. It's really critical that they get this kind of participation from the younger people because of that.
Sarah Varney is a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. She monitors implementation efforts around the nation.
The sustainability of insurance in general over the long term is really about having a good risk mix. So we know that young people on average use far fewer healthcare resources than people who are in their middle age, or middle age and older, certainly. So there's been this big push to try and get young people, you know, sort of age 18 to 34 into their risk pools so that it balances out the higher uses of care that's happening among older folks.
The Department of Health and Human Services says only 24% of new insurance enrollees were under the age of 34. That's below the Obama administration's target of 40%, but Varney says that may not be fatal for the Affordable Care Act.
This is sort of like a calf being born and having to wobble onto its feet, and those first few moments, in this case, the first few years of these insurance marketplaces are going to be fairly unsteady.
The next enrollment period is in November, and Bama Covered says it will rally the troops to try to get more younger Alabamians to sign up. For APR News, I'm Rich Robinson.